usually made using artillery or mortar shells, with varying amounts of explosive materials added. Sometimes, we found IEDs embedded in walls behind propaganda posters. The deception was made obvious by the trailing trigger wires. Sometimes, they'd be concealed in the cement of a concrete curb. It wasn't unusual to find an IED buried in an animal carcass along the roadside. Sometimes they were hidden under rotting garbage or beneath abandoned cars. Traveling under bridges or overpasses, we watched overhead for grenades or explosives, which were commonly dropped on our convoys. The enemy could watch from a distance, then detonate the trap as we drove by. By simply burying the explosives in the dirt, the enemy could implant a bigger bomb that was not readily detected without intelligence. Underground, these explosives were easily daisy-chained together, so one initiator could destroy an entire line of vehicles or interrupt and destroy a convoy. Wherever it was hidden, an IED could be ignited with something as innocuous as a cell phone. In this particular instance, our intelligence sources were skimpy on details, and our commander shared what he could. We were all quiet as we surveyed the area, armed and ready. My driver slowed to idle speed as our vehicles rumbled past open countryside. It was deserted. On one side ran an irrigation ditch. Thick, murky green water pooled and snaked through marsh grasses. On the other side was open farmland, sprinkled with bombed-out buildings. Some remained still intact. We kept watch, following the lead vehicles. The thick tires of our truck kicked up a cloud of dust, even though our speed was minimal. Our gunner stood in the back of the Humvee, weapon-trained and watchful of anything unusual. We were on high alert, quiet, listening to static from the lead vehicle. The holes in the road from previous IEDs were so huge that we had to drive on the edge of the roadway to make our way around them. My driver moved carefully around a wide crater in the dirt, our tire tracks matching the ones that had gone before us. Then all hell broke loose. We hit an IED, buried in the road right behind the driver's seat. An inferno exploded in the sky and blew thousands of pieces of shrapnel through the air. Everything in the truck erupted. Later reports indicated you could see the black mushroom cloud for miles. Multiple explosions set off in the vehicle, blowing a debris field across several acres. My Kevlar helmet was torn from my head in the initial blast, and my ears were ripped from their sockets. I collapsed in the vehicle, unconscious and on fire. Engulfed in flames, the vehicle was destroyed. When I came to, I saw some of the squad.